Tuesday, January 7th, 2026, and you're listening to Abounding Grace Radio with Pastor Chris Gordon. Today, we're in Luke chapter 2, looking at verses 26 through 38, with part 2 of yesterday's message titled, Blessed Are the Lowly.
We learn from Mary the blessing of God that results through faith. Mary's not the dispenser, she's the receiver. Blessed are you, here's my gift. You don't have to pay me back, says the Lord. Receive it in faith like Mary did. Receive it in faith. Believe my word that I have spoken. Blessed be the Lord, for he has done mighty and wonderful things for me. That's for you too.
And now here's today's message from Pastor Chris.
Who have a hard time entering the kingdom? Not the poor, the rich. Not because of money. It's because of pride that comes with status, that makes it hard for prideful people, incredibly hard, to hear a message that they're spiritually impoverished, that they're empty. The rich never want to hear that kind of message, because they can't perceive it about themselves. It says, Luther said, God has promised his grace to the humble. That is, to those who mourn, right? Blessed are those who mourn, right? Who mourn over and despair of themselves. But a man cannot be thoroughly humbled until he realizes that his salvation is beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on his salvation, the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone, says Luther. That sure seems to capture it. That sure seems to capture Mary, doesn't it? These birth accounts are pressing us to see something of who receives divine grace. That is really important. Who receives it? Who responds? Who truly responds? And how would you know? And here it's the lowly, the needy, that God comes and favors with the gospel. That response is highlighted. He came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But what we read is important. Notice verse 29. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting that might be. That's an important verse. She is deeply troubled that the angel would even speak to her this way. Well, that seems to be a very important point in how we look at Mary. The greeting was hard for her. Why would a greeting like this be hard for Mary? Well, whatever the angel's describing, she knows she's not the one who should receive this kind of greeting. She's not the one who should ever receive this kind of greeting. It makes more sense, I suppose, if you believed you're sinless, right? That would make sense. She's troubled. This is not how she views things. She cannot comprehend why God would send an angel to speak to her this way. Favored here means you have been highly favored by God with grace. It's the emphasis. It's a gracious response of God to her. It's not an unfamiliar phrase in the Bible. It's been used throughout the Old Covenant and in history. You remember at the time of the flood, when God had determined to judge the world because of sin, you remember that shining verse in Genesis chapter 6, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord said to Moses, I will do this very thing you have asked, for you have found grace, you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. Twice used. Psalm 84, speaking of all of God's people. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives to his people grace and glory. The whole message of the gospel is just this. It is that by grace you have been saved through faith. By grace you have been saved. And it's a special truth for us. Do you understand grace? Do we grasp what grace is in our lives? Grace is that favor of God. That favor of God that God rested upon us and gave to us without any view of anything intrinsic in us. Let that set in just for a minute, that God never said, whenever he spoke of grace to people, he never said, I've seen good in you. I've seen that you're so worthy of it. I've seen that you're from the right breed, the right family. I've seen how hardworking you are. I've seen how moral you are, that you're a good moral person, generally good in this life. Grace would mean nothing. Grace would mean nothing. What is grace? It's the marvel of the Christian gospel, beloved. Intricately tied with grace is God's blessing. Many of the early manuscripts add here what Elizabeth says here a few verses later. Blessed are you among women. Blessed are you. And I think what's intended in this passage is to say, sure, she has this peculiar blessing of all of history to be the one that every mother in Israel hoped to be the one to bear the Messiah. Eve thought she got the Messiah in the birth of Cain, and he turned out to be a killer. It's a remarkable blessing. But I don't believe that it's ever intended to isolate Mary as if this blessing was not a blessedness that comes upon all his people as she's a prototype of how to receive it. The overwhelming testimony of Scripture is God chose to bless nobodies. Consider your calling, brethren, 1 Corinthians. This marveled the apostles as they proclaimed the gospel. Consider your calling, you, all of you, in life. Not many of you are wise according to worldly standards. Not many of you are powerful. Not many of you here are of noble birth. Who has a noble birth here? What name? God decided, and God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak, think of Mary, to shame the strong. Now, aren't we all proof of this? Who here is great? Who here is great? I always like to use my example, you know, as a pastor, I was raised in Lemoore, right? Where were you raised? There's no kingly crown put on me. I have a theory that even with pastors, he chooses the weakest. He chooses the weakest. What about your story? Who here is famous? Have you ever considered how rare that is that God chooses famous people to bring into his kingdom? Really wise people in the world? Where are they? I remember Michael Jordan used to say, I just don't go to church because I don't want all the attention. I said, that's a cop out. Think about that. All over the coins of that day, Roman coins, were mighty empresses. So you'd have the Roman emperor on the front side of the coin in a great bust and magnificence, and on the back is the queen, the empress, with just garments of royalty. I have some of these old coins, and it's amazing to see how they portray the empress. He didn't choose the womb of an empress. Wouldn't you expect the Savior of the world, wouldn't you expect the one through whom everything was made to choose the greatest womb in this life to enter, take on a humanity? God chose a nobody, a sinner, for this gift. Satan wants to rob that message. The gospel's right here. When we consider Mary, we see his blessing that comes upon all of us. Jesus used this language of blessedness frequently for all of his people. You think of the many ways it's said when he talked about the great peoples of the world not receiving, and then he would turn to his disciples, and you know what he would say? He would say this, "But blessed are your eyes. Your eyes are blessed to be the vessels to see Jesus. And your ears, a womb, ears, your ears are blessed to be the vessels to hear the word of God. You are blessed," Jesus would say. "Simon, blessed, happy, favored by God are you, because flesh and blood did not reveal any of this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Your profession through the mouth came the profession of Jesus. The blessedness of God rested upon your lips, you see. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven. Blessed are you. You see why I say something is captured here that all the gospels continue to propagate and continue to show us for God's people, that she teaches us of what grace looks like in the lives of God's people. Now, a great question somebody might ask is, how do I know that blessedness has come upon me? Some live in doubt. Some live doubting and maybe even wrestling with the doctrine of election. God chose. Look at Mary. This is where Mary helps us. She shows us who God considers. Over my years in ministry, there's one response that I've witnessed over and over in God's people, and you know this response, and this response is evident that you're responding as Mary responded. When someone knows who they are, and someone knows what they are, when someone knows what they've done, when someone knows the course of their life, and they've considered all those things, and then they consider this kind of announcement, what is the right response? What is not the right response is indifference. What is not the right response is disregard. What is not the right response is hardness of heart that sees God or worship or all this as a burden. Yeah, something's wrong with that. It would be the most unnatural response to be indifferent to the blessedness that is described here. What is Mary's response? "Why would you speak to me that way? Why me? Why me?" And behind that response is a deep understanding of what and who and how we have been to God. We've been awful to him. We've lived lives full of sin. We've run our own way. We pursue all kinds of things, addictions, sins. And you see, when grace is given to somebody, there's one response. Marvel. Why would you consider me? Why would you consider me? And think of all the good things God has said to you. "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness upon you, Jeremiah 31. Only the heart that does not believe is indifferent to a statement like that. Right? Why me? Why would I find grace? And the only answer that God gives us is because of the good pleasure of his will, he chose you. He chose you and blessed you and decided to a nobody to give every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places to you. Is he not speaking to you that way right now? This is where it comes to faith, doesn't it? What's Escondido doing right now? I'm sad. I'm sad that this city's not listening to this right now. I'm sad that so many would be careless about the Sabbath to not come and worship God. But the question is, what is he doing for you right now? He's blessing you. Every response highlighted in the gospel, beginning with Mary, understood. Every response when we see in the gospel of this blessedness, what do we see from the people who received it? Awe, wonder that God would consider us. And that's the response of faith, beloved. You have a gift of grace that has been given to you. God blessed you. You think of the baptism this morning. He put a sign already on the Velasquez's children. We are always to teach our children about baptism. That's evidence of blessedness. God has favored you from the beginning. Many of you, if you just look at your life, can you not testify to it? And what have you been like? What have you done? And what do you still do? God is not even stingy with these good gifts. He gives it all freely. As she's trying to answer this, the angel Gabriel responds, "Mary, do not be afraid, for you found favor with God." That's the starting point of all celebration of receiving the Messiah, right? You have found favor with God. See, what the devil wants to do, what Rome has done, is take it all away. That was just for Mary. And he's robbed us of what she teaches us. You are favored with grace, and God decided in his love to give this blessedness to you. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord your God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. What a promise and what a gift. That's the greatest announcement today. She's scared, she's confused, she's perplexed, she's wondering how God could even consider her, and he just announces that. I'm giving you the Messiah. You. He's the Savior. He's the Son of God. He's the promised King to David. The Son of the Most High will be great. Every promise that was made throughout the Bible here takes shape and comes to fulfillment. And Mary is so taken with this. She's overwhelmed with this. This is not a question of unbelief like Zechariah. How could this be? And the angel says, your child will be conceived by the Holy Spirit. Won't be through your husband. He's coming upon your womb, will overshadow the womb. So the virgin will conceive and bear the Messiah, truly human, truly God, sinless. This is the heart of what we celebrate today. God's gift to the world. He's carried all your sorrows. He's carried all your burdens. He's carried all your sins right to the cross and atoned for them and blessed you. I want you to think in closing now as we close this out. A lowly virgin, a woman from Nazareth, hears this overwhelming announcement. What's her response? Then Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be according to your word." What is that? Faith. I believe your word. I am your servant. This is everything the scriptures press us to receive the gift. I believe your word. I'm a servant in response. One day, Jesus was out on a mission. You know, he met the first Roman Catholic? Did you know that? As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, and blessed are the breasts that nursed you." Someone got all excited about Mary. Started to make her co-redemptrix with Christ. But he replied, "It's a rebuke. Yea, rather, blessed rather, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." That's how Mary responded. In faith, she heard the word, she believed it, she obeyed it. She leaves us the testimony here for us to believe too. And here's the best news. If you've come to believe the gospel, the blessing of the Lord that has come upon you is no different. The Lord says the same to his people all throughout the scriptures. Deuteronomy 7, "Rejoice, highly favored ones. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you," Deuteronomy 7, 14, "among all peoples." Blessed are you, Deuteronomy 7, 14, "among all peoples. You have found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And today God has given you his son." We learn from Mary the blessing of God that results through faith. Mary is not the dispenser. She's the receiver, the prototype receiver of grace. "Blessed are you. Here's my gift. You don't have to pay me back," says the Lord. Receive it in faith like Mary did. Receive it in faith. Believe my word that I have spoken. May we respond with Mary. "Blessed be the Lord, for he has done mighty and wonderful things for me." That's for you too. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of what Mary shows us. Thank you for giving us the Savior. Thank you for blessing us when we don't deserve any of it. Why us, O Lord? Why us? We are in awe at your love. We are in awe at your favor upon us, your people. And so we respond today with this gift. May it be so according to your word. May we believe that word, obey that word, trust your word that is spoken. Thank you for doing wonderful things for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's all the time we have for you today here on Abounding Grace Radio with Pastor Chris Gordon. Be sure to tune in next time for part 2 of this message. Thanks again. Until next time, God bless.